Teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
And we are here. The schools are open at Busted Pencils. We're open. People said, when is Busted Pencils going to finally reopen? It's like, look, Busted Pencils never closed during COVID. Call us at 844-967-2789. We've been in the dumpster the whole time, Johnny, in the fire. We've never left. We've been here by the side, talking during COVID, trying to bring some educated educators talking education and sharing that with the audience. And I said, you know, all right, so last part of the show is a bit negative. Still going to dump on, and people are like, man, why are you guys going after, quote, the left-wing media? It's like, well, the right-wing media on this side is really already easy to go after because they're already a disaster. It's much more, though, to go supposedly when people are like, hey, that's a lefty show you're going after. They're on your side, I thought. It's like, see, again, media literacy, what you don't understand is that when we're talking about left-right media, if you understand that in the center it's corporate media, and that in and of itself would be something to learn then, is that our media is corporate. It might lean left, it might lean right, but when we understand it's corporate, and then you start to hear learning loss, get back to school quick, it now makes sense because what it really is, that's corporations and the capitalistic system pushing, saying we need to get back to normal quickly. And Johnny, what I'm appreciative of, though, in this time is when I hear Jesse Agopian, when I hear Denisha Jones, when next week Matt Damon's mom might possibly show up to talk about early childhood again, you know, there is an educated group of educators out there that understand, okay, we're going to go back. I see them on Facebook. I see teachers out there saying, you want us to go back? Okay. I got 40 students in my classroom. If you want me to socially distance 6 feet, I'm with you. Cut my class size. Cut my class size. There's a teacher expert telling you, I want to go back to school. I want to get back in my classroom. I want to work with my kids. If you want me to be 6 feet, though, you got to cut my class in half. Okay? So that movement that we can build right now for equity, you know what? The accelerant that COVID was on the dumpster fire could also be the accelerant towards equity and justice when we're talking about teaching and learning. That's where I'm kind of saying, Johnny, if that's where you're coming from, then the glass might be more than half full.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, that's all we can really, really ask is that we continue to learn from and with those educators and educational models out there who have been doing things differently and are generous with their knowledge and with their models, right? With their experiences, both successes and failures, to say, hey, we've been thinking about this for a long time. Sometimes it's even decades, right? And so the models out there, right? You named a few of the folks, Jesse Agopian, Denisha Jones, other folks we've had on here, school models, whether it's, you know, in Detroit.
Hey, Jason Glass, Commissioner of Kentucky, right. Commissioner of Education in Kentucky, right? Okay, an insider who was on the show with us saying, look, put together a great reentry plan.
Yeah.
Why? Then there's the expert. Why is Jason not on CNN?
Well, right. And to clarify that back up with the CNN thing, right? I mean, we're not really even going after him as much as we're saying, hey, hold up. If you're going to dedicate time to it, then open that time up to how we might get back healthily, not just to classrooms, but to community, right? To the kinds of spaces we need to support the kind of learning that we not only know is possible, but every child deserves, right? And I hope that's where, our future guests take us when they talk about early childhood, is that they continue to share that we can do better, especially at a political moment when we're back talking about eradicating and eliminating childhood poverty. And I love that conversation.
Sure.
Second Bill of Rights kind of stuff coming back up. So start with getting rid of the tests, help us out in schools, get old school on maybe some COSOL, right? Some Savage Inequalities, revive it and say, hey, we were here several decades ago. were here. We were having this conversation. It's never old news. Let's get back to it and maybe let's make it happen. And educators can be at the forefront of that. So that's a little glass half full for us, Tim, huh?
Hey, you know what, Britt? That's it, though. That's the part, too. Remember, people, this is not Johnny and Tim coming out of nowhere with this new realization. Savage inequalities, 30-plus years old. Alfie Cohn, the schools our children deserve. Out there. In fact, we'll get Alfie back on the show because he is a guest on this show. There's another educated educator. These are things that we know we've been saying. And so let's do it. Let's go. Jake Tapper, Bill Maher, you know, get us on there, you know, on the real time. We'll do it. We'll do it with you and we'll make it real. So, you know, but let's move this forward because I want to get back to school. I want my kids to get back to school. I want teachers. I haven't met a teacher yet who says, I don't want to get back in relationship with my students and their families. I don't want, you know, I want that. I know they're hurting. And I'm hearing this the other thing. Teachers are hurting too. And so if we're going to go back, then let's go back recognizing that what we're going to go back to is something, and we'll go all the way back to when we had Gloria Ladson Billings on, Johnny. She says, we're going to step through this portal, we're going to recognize this moment, and we're going to say, not again, we're not going back to that. We're going to take this new moment, we're going to step back into equity, we're going to step back into justice, we're going to step back into learning, we're going to do all those things. That's, and you know what? And that's what we do here every week on Busted Pencils Fully Leaded Education Talk. We bring it, we make it real, we make sure that people understand it. You know, and understand, we are the advocates. And CNN, I'm sorry you're taking a beating from us, but that's just the way it's going to be, you know, as we go. Johnny, it's, you know, because we know you, CNN, actually have the ability to actually make a difference if you stepped up and wanted to. We know Fox isn't going to do it. We know they're not. So more Busted Pencils.
Listeners, get back, with it. Let's make it happen.
Back next week. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Show, Tim. I'll catch you. We'll talk this week, okay? I
gotta go teach. Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, you gotta go teach. All right, brother.
Later, man.